All right, hello and welcome to Vice Squad, episode 27. I'm your host, Moonstorm.
I'm Luna Moff.
I'm Alice.
Alice with us today. Want to say a little bit about yourself. You don't have to go too much. Just, I don't know, a little blurb.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Alice. I'm a user on Anime Vice. I don't really often post in the forums or comments, but I do lurk. And I cosplay, and I watch anime and read manga and play video games, I guess. Pretty generic.
What's your favorite show?
Favorite show? Well, I just finished Toradora and I loved it, but I'm not sure if it's my favorite. I'm a big fan of Princess Tutu. Yeah. And I like Soul Eater a lot currently.
I wanted to watch Tutu, but the group I was watching it with wouldn't get past the first episode because, I don't know, they're all...
You have to give it a chance. Like, everyone... Actually, John Martone is actually the one that told me to watch it a couple of... two years ago.
He tells everybody to watch it.
Yeah, but, like...
Even still.
He told me to watch it, like, 2 years ago. He's like, I know I'm a guy, but just trust me, just watch this show.
I know, but that was the thing, is I'm like, you gotta get past the first episode, but they wouldn't get halfway through it, and I found it really, like, they found it, I don't know, I guess they were insecure with themselves if they wouldn't get past it, but oh well. So we have Alice today, and let's go ahead and insert intro song here, I guess. Okay, there we go. I gotta give me a break there so I can edit it right. Okay, we'll start off with some Obama news and the Prime Minister of Japan, I guess.
Obama went to Japan, like every president does.
Well, no, Bush, I don't think, ever went to Japan. Or wait.
Yeah, he did.
He might have. I mean, a lot of people...
Clinton did, but I'm not sure. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. He just gave that weird bowed handshake, which is kind of weird because... It's either bow or handshake. You can't really mix the two.
Maybe he's trying to pull him over.
Maybe.
I don't think it's that big. Some, like, news things try to make it a big deal. Honestly,
He was nervous. I mean, would you be nervous if you're meeting the Emperor of Japan?
Yeah, and isn't it, like, you know, you're not 100% sure of all the customs no matter where you go. So, I mean... Mistake, big deal. That's everybody's forgotten about it except us because we're just talking about it right now. But give people a week, no one will even remember.
Exactly.
So, but I don't know.
But I mean, they're crazy about him over in Japan, right? I mean, do you think this is gonna like make them think less of him or what?
Japan really likes Obama because he speaks really, really, really well at, you know, over nuclear arms and disarming them in Japan.
It actually says the word nuclear instead of nuclear.
Yeah. Well, I guess they could care less for that because they wouldn't say it 100%, right? In their English.
English is cute.
But, It's still the idea that he wants to disarm nuclear weapons, and, well, it's Japan, and we all know what happens if you paid attention history class, and they would like to see them go away, and I would too. But besides that, there's a place in Japan called Obama. There's, like, Obama.
Isn't there a new verb called Obama?
There was a...
That was posted on Japan and Twitter. There's a...
Obamu.
Yeah, and it means something like changing something for the better, something like that.
Yeah, It's crazy. But they say it's not uncommon. They, like, make up new words for, like, things, and it, who knows if it will catch on. I doubt it. I mean, it's just one of those internet meme things for now.
So. All right. And next on the list is Prime Minister, I don't even want to try to mess up his name.
Yukio Hatoyama.
All right, Yukio Hatoyama.
Or probably pronouncing that wrong.
Wants to let immigrants into Japan more easily. Main reason being their population is going down, which is normal for an industrialized, heavy city country or area. It's just statistically proven. If you have a lot of people living in cities, your population just goes down if you're industrialized. So they got to let people in.
True, true. But, I mean, maybe they should not let it go down. But, like, it's a pretty crowded place. I mean, have you seen this pod hotels?
Yeah, but that's more of density than, like, the whole square foot of Japan to... Because it's mostly mountain, if I know right, and that's why they're all in cities, because there's not that much land to be...
You can live on a mountain.
Yeah, but you got to leave a lot of it open for farming and food and whatnot. But,
True, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is good because Japan is notorious for being very... is it egocentric, where they're afraid of, you know, people coming in?
I think that's xenophobic. I think that's what it means.
All right, yeah. But, yeah, it's notorious for being xenophobic, but, I mean, one of those things that, you know, times get to change, and a lot of people would like to see Japan and work in Japan, but... Still not going to be very easy because you're going to have to, you know, move over there, then find work over there, then or at least bring enough money with you. Because it's a city and it's very expensive to live.
Well, I mean, you don't want a bunch of, like, weeaboos moving over there, you know? You want, like, people that actually can have steady jobs, you know, people that are moving, I guess, to be prosperous, not to go for cheap anime and cheap manga and stuff, you know?
Well,
so this is the solution. If it says on their little list of where they want to move, if the word Akihabara is on there, just deny the application.
What word?
They
Akihabara.
Got the like Anime Central over there. So, yeah. Well, they have enough meat over there, so I don't. This is definitely probably something for people who's looking for work and not for tourists or anything, but who knows? It'll be interesting to see if anybody says anything to this in the next month or so, but I don't know.
It's going to take longer than a month, but let's move on. Next, Wallfire is to receive a TV drama.
Like a live-action one?
I believe so. And that would be really good, because Wallflower was kind of awesome.
My friend really liked it. She actually, this thing's been around for a while, though. My friend was reading it back when we were in middle school, and that was a while ago.
Yeah, let me check. When was it made?
It's, I know it's an old series, because, I mean, middle school was quite a while ago.
Let's see here, man.
Does anybody know the plot of Wallflower? Because I have no idea.
I've never watched it, but my best friend used to love it. Girl, like, kind of into occult and just kind of like, not like in a way like where she's a magician or anything, just like, just kind of creepy, angry girl who likes the occult and just...
Yeah, really horror dark movies. She has an atomic...
Just a generally dark personality, yeah. Sarcastic and everything. She has to live, or she lives in this house or something and doesn't like her aunt say something like, these four guys, I can't remember exactly, like, the person who can put up with the girl can get the house or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's kind of it. She's supposed to be turned into a lady by her aunt, rich aunt, and she likes all these horror movies and stuff, and she's very creepy looking, has her hair all the way down. She'll cackle when she laughs. Kind of like, I don't know. Some scenes it kind of looks like she's the girl off of
Ring.
Yeah, The Ring. And she's supposed to be turned in by the lady, and if the four guys don't do that, their rent will double. So the bet was with their house lady or whatever, the renter, is if they can turn her into a lady, they'll have free rent, but if they fail, the rent will double.
Wow.
Here's what the Wikipedia plot says, so I guess warnings for spoilers. It says, the Wallflower is about a girl who was called ugly by a boy, the first and only person to whom she confessed her love. This incident sparks a life change, and as a result, Sunaku shuns all forms of beauty, both in herself and as well as in life. Concerned by her change for the worst, Sunaku's aunt, the owner of a beautiful mansion where four very handsome students live, offers the guys free rent in her mansion if they can turn Sunaku into a perfect lady.
That's not a spoiler at all. Why do you have to say spoiler?
Well, no, then there's another paragraph. I wasn't sure if there was a spoiler or not, because I know lots of times there are spoilers in those.
Yeah. There are sometimes.
It says it started in 1989, so that's when they first start coming out. So, yeah, it's pretty, it's not an old series, but, I mean, it's surprising. It's been a while. Usually, it's sooner before they get a series, but that'd be cool to see.
Wow, let's see here. The manga's still going in it's still ongoing. So, yeah. They must have ended that series short. Huh.
Well, I mean, the drama might take some of the aspects from the manga to help it maybe be longer.
Yeah. But I kind of like how she was, like, a lot of the times, especially later on, she was in, like, chibi mode a lot, which was hilarious. But, yeah, so I kind of look forward to this, because it was very kind of funny, slapstick, a lot of moments, even though there was a lot of the flowers and stuff. But look forward to it, so yay.
Are we ready to move on?
Yep.
All right.
Next topa, Rukia wants you to ride her, but not in that way. There's a Macross Frontier train over in Japan somewhere. It's kind of awesome. I mean, I remember hearing about the Pokemon train a while back.
Pokemon train? That's awesome.
Yeah, but now we got a Macross Frontier themed one with a lot of the female characters off of Macross Frontier.
I would definitely ride that train. She's adorable.
Yeah.
I wish we had trains over here.
It works for Japan. I don't know about the States, but I wonder if is this to promote a movie or a release? I assume it is.
I don't know. Sometimes they'll just do this just to...
These are located on Tokyo's Yamanote Line and are advertisements for the new Macross Frontier movie that will hit theaters in a week.
All right, so somebody shout out for some major advertising. There are trains in America. They're just in New York and L.A. and Chicago.
Yeah, but none of them have anime characters on the side.
Yeah, but then again, how many of... This is advertising for a movie, so we don't get that many movies, so therefore we don't get that many advertisements on trains.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Plus, how many people in the States know about anime? Just us. A lot, but a lot don't. A lot more don't. I'll say that. But in any case, this train does look sweet, and they probably paid a whole lot for it. I would love to go see it.
I would love to ride that train. I would probably prefer the Pokemon train, though. Pokemon is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. So.
All right. But, next up, we got some Dante's Inferno epic animation. It was pretty cool. I'm kind of looking forward to Dante's Inferno, but then again, I really liked the book.
I never actually got to read it. That was, my school never read that book.
That's fine, because that's where I read it, and that's like one of the only books that they had me read that I liked. It was that and Beowulf. Those are the only two books that they required me to read.
Those are the only two we never read.
Really? Oh, wow.
And those two are actually good.
Those two.
We read Brave New World, though. That was kind of our big book, and I liked it. No, that wasn't a big book, but we...
Huh. Mine had all the old ones, like Dante's Inferno, Beowulf, and Tom Sawyer. Those were like the three we read, the three that every school I thought read, but evidently not.
But if anybody is out of loop of what Dante's Inferno is about, Dante's Inferno is about going through hell, like through the gates of hell, and then down the seven, what the book has, what, nine layers?
I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I think it is nine.
But if anybody's left out of, I'll just restart again. If anybody's left out of the loop, Dante's Inferno is generally about a person going through the layers of hell. He starts up at the gates of hell, and then there's basically nine layers, and each one's for a group of sinners, and then, well, it's just a mixture story of hell, so it should be bloody, it should be gory, there should be...
Should be wonderful.
Should... Yeah, if Dante Inferno sounds like your kind of thing, you would probably like it, but...
Well, it was written. It was written by a guy that was kicked out of his town, so he wrote a book about. It's called The Divine Comedy. It's Dante's Inferno, Purgatorio, which is purgatory, and then Paradiso, which is paradise. So it goes to heaven, purgatory, and hell, and he basically lays it all out.
And then whoever he doesn't like, he puts in hell. Whoever he likes, he puts in heaven, and that's basically it. Yeah. It's about all the it's who he likes and who he doesn't like and what he wants to do with them. But this is based off the this is based off of EA version, which is they made a game and now apparently there's going to be an anime. So
that sounds pretty cool.
This is based off EA's kind of like take on it, is it not?
Well, they're just taking very broad stroke brushes with it. They're just using it as a base for a game. But I think that's enough about that. Next we have up is Soul Eater starting to get released and dubbed. They released the first four episodes on the tubes. And I've only seen the first.
I don't know how I feel about the English voice acting yet.
I'm okay with it so far. Black Star is a little off, but I'll let it go since I guess supposedly he is the youngest.
Who?
And most immature. Black Star.
He sounds like a girl, though, but like not even a Naruto-style girl, but like a feminine girl.
I'm just going to say he's just the youngest and most immature in acting. It makes it kind of funny because he tries to act. If you think about it, it's a little kid trying to act like a big man all the time,
well,
then it worked out.
Then, like, God, remember?
Yeah.
Well, without even, like, I only got the Soul Eater, like, the fifth episode, so I don't remember much of the Japanese voices.
Have you met Shine yet?
I don't think I have, but watching the English versions, the only... voice that sounds bad, like kind of bad to me, is Kid, but even still, that he's alright, but...
I didn't like the translation of it whenever he was, like, yelling at Patty and Liz about their cup sizes being different. In the English one, he's like, your boobs are different sizes, and I'm like, a polite guy that's obsessed with order and stuff probably wouldn't use a word like that, you know?
No, he's not so much about polite, he's just obsessed about symmetry, but...
But he's still, I mean, he's still the son of, you know...
Yeah.
You see Kid as being polite, because I see him as being very rude and arrogant all the time.
Well, I see him being arrogant, but, like, an arrogant person wouldn't use such pedestrian vocabulary.
Maybe so, but...
Your boobs are different sizes, you know?
What could be said is, it's not a good dub, but it's not a terrible dub.
True, true.
Yeah.
So, I need to get to see Sid talk, because I want to see how they do him.
Sid the zombie?
Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah.
That guy's really cool.
I was hoping Samuel L. Jackson would do him. No.
Why? Why, Storm?
Why
do you want Samuel L. Jackson to do Sid?
Not every black guy has to be played by Samuel L. Jackson. I'm sorry.
Yes, but it makes it better when it's either done by Chris Rock, Samuel L. Jackson, or Morgan Freeman.
Guys, and those three guys.
Morgan Freeman as Sid. Dear God, that would be...
That's actually kind of funny if he did... If Morgan Freeman did do Sid. It'd be really bad, but hilarious. I could listen to that man talk all day.
Oh my goodness. On Facebook, I am a fan of Morgan Freeman's voice.
Morgan...
Whenever I hear the word Morgan Freeman, I always think of Gordon Freeman. And then I imagine this, like this Morgan Freeman with a gun.
Yeah, I get that too, except I can see Morgan Freeman in a suit, the survival suit or hazard suit.
Have you ever seen Half-Life Full Life Consequences?
I think I have, but I don't remember, and I think we're getting a bit off topic here.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We go a bit off, but I think I started getting it off when I started naming out people who do Sid. But all right. But I do suggest everybody go watch Soul Eater, because it is a good anime.
It is really good.
Yeah.
It's really, like, and if you watch it in high def, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, the animation is just wonderful. I'm surprised. I must have been watching other shows, because... I'm surprised I didn't watch it because I'm really enjoying it, watching it in English. So, but I watch a lot of shows, so some shows gotta get sacrificed.
I'm pretty excited too because my next cosplay is coming from Soul Eater, so.
I want Brett to do Stein because he actually has a lab coat. We just have to find like thick stitching just to do it up.
I could do Stein.
I'm going as Blair.
You are?
Yep.
Oh, Blair.
I love Blair.
Blair.
So cute.
It's. I find it hilarious. I'm of course only like on the fourth episode and whatnot, but I find it hilarious. They use a lot of American names.
Like Soru Eater and Blair.
Well, I think.
Brakstar.
I remember those when I watched the episodes in Japanese a long time ago, but, you know, they just translate them over to, you know, they say Blair the Witch, which, you know, the Blair Witch Project, and then there's Al Capone, and it's like, they just say Al Capone, because it is that's...
And that, like, Lupin.
Yeah,
But Patty and Liz, I mean, Patty and Liz are very not Japanese names at all. I know they're wearing cowboy hats.
No, what happened is somebody just stick their hand in the generic American names pile, pulled out a name, and they came out with Liz and Patty. They're guns, so I was hoping that they'd be like Wesson or like Smiths. Wait, their last name is a gun company, I think, if I remember.
What is it?
What's the Liz and Patty's? Don't they have a last name that they say sometimes that was a gun company? Great, now this is going to bug me.
Well, while you look at that, we can look up the indie anime about a mouse who loves cheese. Of course, all mice love cheese. And I have not got a chance to watch this yet. How about you, Ash?
Oh, not a chance yet. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, so Storm's the only one.
That's right. They're the Thompson sisters, which is kind of like Thompson guns. So I guess that's the only link they have to, like, what they are, guns. But
sure.
I guess you could make that connection, but tell us about this.
Connection?
Love.
Dalton's Tommy gun? Made by Thompson, I think?
I think we've lost him.
Oh, well. Fine.
All right. Okay. The indie anime Love Mouse, it was a really cute, like, part CG, part hand-drawn animation, I think, from a French guy this time. No. Not too sure on that, but it was real funny because the voices were done in CG. And we're done in computer, the automated voice reading program, so it came out kind of cute that way. But if you get a chance, watch it. It's worth watching. And that's about it on this one. Did we skip the Soul Eater Halloween video mix?
We did.
Yeah.
But I've realized every time I try watching it, a video on my computer, it shuts off my Skype, so.
Ah, I see.
That's funky, but yeah, there's a Soul Eater mix of the front intro just replaced with Marilyn Manson's This Is Halloween.
Oh, cool.
And it comes out to be really awesome. So
I'm a big AMV fan.
Yeah. So I give that one a 5 out of 5.
I'm not too big on AMVs sometimes. I don't know.
Really?
I find them hilarious, but mostly, you know, it's just they're there.
I like AMV Hell because it's like I can watch it, but then it's like, oh, 10 seconds and I'm done with each little clip.
Unfortunately, I know I like it too, but it makes me afraid that I have ADD sometimes. So, but that's just me. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. Is this what worlds come to? But, oh well, it's still hilarious and funny, so I like watching it too. But, yeah, we should watch this cheese thing when we get a chance, but...
It is good, and it's funny. You'll end up laughing.
So, we haven't had figures on for a long time. It's finally good to see a good one on.
It's not good, really.
It's better than... some, I guess. I don't
You're
know.
Just kind of standing there.
Well, they all stand there. They're figures.
No, duh. I meant just like, she's not doing a cool pose or anything.
Yeah, that is right. And it's kind of, I don't know why there's a red suit. I thought she wore blue most of the time with armor. But this is actually getting shipped with the PSP game, I think. And... I guess it's just one of those extras that they ship with it, but...
Do they do that over here, too?
This one's in Japan. I'm not sure if they'll do that over here. I'm not sure when we're getting the game, but maybe.
You know, I'm looking at the figure, and what's really weird is that the dress is... It's not hanging down. It's pointing straight sideways, and as far as I know, cloth does not work like that.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. I can hear you.
We can hear you. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, I find it very weird how the cloth is like at a 45-degree angle, and yet you look where her legs are, and there's like a big gap for where the dress should hang. So that's weird, but I mean, I guess it's just the style they wanted to go with.
True.
So. All right. So this is gonna go very low on the. I'm gonna give this maybe a 2 out of 5. Not that good. But if you like it, if you like Fate Stay Night, and you want the game, you might as well get this with it.
True, but I wouldn't go out of my way for it.
No.
Yeah. All right, and that was the only one. And our last thing we'll talk to about today is Google Translate, and. Translating can be funny sometimes, because when you backwards translate, what it gives you, it can come out totally different than what you wanted.
But yeah, apparently, it got me in trouble in French class, actually.
Really?
Apparently, preservatives are not preservatives, because preservatives means condoms, not preservatives.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bad mistranslation.
Bad.
But it's kind of funky in Japanese, because don't they put their, like, descriptive words after, like, a noun? Instead of before, like we do,
well,
like
most
we'll say a red ball, and they'll say the ball's red or something like that.
Most foreign languages are like that, actually.
Yeah, so, English is the one that's mostly backwards.
Yeah, Spanish does that too, but
yeah,
just checking. And I think that's what happens a lot of the times is the translator will flip it to be right, and then when you get it back to you, it's all funky.
Well, all I know is that I use a Japanese site to translate, and I hope that gives me better translation. But another reason I use it, it translates a whole site at once. But, I mean, there's not very many Japanese sites that, you know, I read anyhow. So, I mean, it's good if you want to see what something says, but the majority of the time, you can find information in an English site that you need to know about Japan. So, but yeah.
I'm more of a fan of just doing funny things with translation sites.
Yeah.
Like friends and I once, you know, we translated a couple of speeches from Hamlet. We started translating the beginning of Hamlet. And we would translate it to Japanese, then back, and see how bad the double translation would be. And we got some interesting results.
I'm sure you did. Anything particular funny you remember, or was it just all funny?
Actually, I might still have part of the log on here, if you give me 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Aha, I have it. All right. Because it was pretty great. Let's see. Alright, Bernard says, someone is there. The other guy says, as for nay, you answer to me, raising open yourself for. To be long the king has lived. Barnard? Him. It comes to your time most carefully, eight.
Tis wow, that's now terrible.
Yeah, it pretty much goes on like that, but even worse.
So, but it's like that the whole way.
Yes.
Ah, ha, ha.
So even if like people are lost in the English version of Hamlet, the old English, I should say, they're just going to be even more lost after it's been double translated.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But some popular ones, like I just did Your Drill Will Pierce the Heavens, and its equilibrium came down to Your Drill Down to Empty. Once it flipped it back so many times that it just stayed the same.
I got. Oh, here's some more funny lines. It says, friend to this land and liegeman to the Denmark person. Good night, give. Good night, give. Like the king, it isn't that. As the art of thou to thyself.
Yeah, that last line almost came out. Okay. I doubt it is what it's supposed to be, but actually, I know it's not supposed to be because I know the line.
All right. So if you want to have fun with some translations, go ahead. Translation Party has a pretty good site that will auto-flip through the it going back and forth until it gets in equilibrium, or it will just break on you so many lines down. So go ahead, mess with that, see what you'll get. And that will reach the end of our show. I was your host, Moonstorm.
I'm Luna Moth.
I'm Alice.
Yay.
And this has been Vice Squad.
Bye.
stay safe.